Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of July 16th through 22nd, 2012, week of the Liberty Open in Pennsylvania, which was the biggest news of the week, more or less, but not by too much. It was a big event. There were so many senior ladies, they split them into two groups, but the top skaters at the event all ended up in Group B. With 54.55 and 103.68, the only senior lady to break 100, Samantha Zario won both segments of that group with strong skates of both her old programs from last year, with her spins revamped and her long altered a bit more to fit the new rules, among other changes, swapping her spiral sequence for one of Spread Eagles. And she heard her coach think it all makes the program work better, and she stayed up through all of it, though she had two jumps partially under-rotated. But she wasn't aiming for perfection, and she said after, just to get a sign back to the Junior Grand Prix circuit, no triples triples, but she trans a triple loop in the short later in the season. Joelle Fort was similar. She, too, has a short, which she plans to add a triple-triple-two later, though hers, to feeling good, is only 3 weeks old, and was also the only program to take advantage of the new extension of the 10% bonus to the short, as she backloaded her solo triple and double axle, and she came in second with 47.93 points. She, too, had a free where her big problem was a pair of tarsal downgrades, but there was also the bit where during her opening lets her bracelet got caught in her dress, and she ended up having to start the program over. Her other jumps were fine, including a double axle out of Anina Bauer, which is new for her, with 94.93, however, she was only third in the segment, 2.5 points behind the 97.33 of Ashley Kane, who'd been fifth in the short after botching Let's and Flip both, but skated a beautiful long with a double axle triple sow cow. She hopes to add a triple flip triple toe to that later. She was also being monitored here, and when the officials compared her to Evan Lysacek, she called it a good day. Yasmin Siraj has kept her Daftis and Chloe short from last year while raving about the music of her new 7 years in Tibet Free. With the two programs, she was respectively a close third to fourth with 47.12 and fourth with 91.68. She did all her other jumps fine, but could not manage a clean let, popping it in the short and falling on both in the long, which of course cost her a combo too. She describes herself as still regaining her jumps after her ankle injury, and meanwhile, she's also developed a camel spin where she changes direction in the middle of it. Group A actually saw the highest short program score of either group be posted by Haley Dunn, who not only skated clean, but hit a triple flip, double toe, double let's combo in the process, as with 57.66, she was 10 points ahead of second and third place Canadian Roxanne Riol and Brazilian Isadora Williams. But in the free, Williams, trying to prove herself worthy of the Salt Lake Senior B coming up, took over. And with her best element to triple let double toe, she scored 87.65 to beat Dune there by 6.5 points. Rio did not rise so well. She finished sixth in the segment and conceded third to another Canadian, newly senior Veronique Mallet, who still didn't break 80. The men all fit into one group, including Ross Miner, who after initially not even intending to do both programs at Liberty, decided to go for it and for the quads, starting with the toe in the short. Partially under-rotated and fell on it, and then again on the axle, it probably did not help matters, especially in that second jump, that his music was fading out in spots, but with a level 4 step sequence and 61.93 points, he still finished second in the segment. Brandon Mraz, who, doing his old Mac the Knife short, went for the quad loop, same result as Miner, complete with the fall on the axle, and he ended up a smidgen back in third at 61.63, and while Harrison Choate was right behind both of them with 61.26, Max Aaron, who hadn't planned on competing at Liberty at all, but then thought he should get his programs out earlier than last year, scored in the 50s to finish 7th, and Keegan Messing, who, in his grab the audience and don't let go sing 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 short, didn't try the quad for the moment and only fell out of the axle rather than falling on it altogether, so while he was afterwards of the opinion all the jumps could have been better, he still landslid the other guys with a 72.70 win. Max Aaron rebounded with his 4-week-old West Side Story free, rotating the quad sal cow with a pan down to win that segment with 136.30. Even with some level 1 spins, his lead was even bigger than Messing's had been. Roz, going back to his old back long through 2009, though it needs revamping later, went for the quad loop again. That's next on his checklist now that he's done the lets. Managed to rotate it this time, but stepped out of the landing, pulled off all his triples except the axle, but fell in one of those and popped the other, and was second with 128.96. Once again tailed by Choate, who was third with 127.61 total points, but the highest tech score despite the lacks of even a triple axle, let alone a quad, thanks to the lack of mistake. Himself, less than a point ahead of Miner, who this time went for the quad sal cow but crashed out on that too, though at least he rotated it, fell on his triple axle and came out 126.73, while Messing, in his matrix free, still didn't try the quad, fell on his triple axle and triple loop, with the highest best presentation score of the day and 122.34 altogether, he finished 5th. Felicia Zhang and Nate Bartholomew proved themselves easily the best of the pairs field. In the short, they pulled off a clean triple twist, throw triple lutz, and a lift where she entered upside down and got close to 50, though they had to settle for 49.10 when she stepped out of the triple toes. Then the free skating, a clean program with the difficult elements again and good triple toes this time, had them break 100. At 100.95, they won that segment by nearly 20 points. Stacey Kemp and David King were ambitious as well in their Amelie short, going for an equally hard throw and pulling that off too, though the triple toes had more difficulty, and in the short, they were third with 40.05 points, just a fraction behind the 40.85 of Kylie Duarte and Colin Grafton, who pulled off the triple style cows in their short but had both their lift and death spiral invalidated. But in the free, that went the other way, and by 10 points. When Kemp and King had their usual messy triple twist, but managed to throw triple flip with only a step out for 82.26, while Duarte and Grafton did only a double twist, only went for a triple double, and then he didn't manage the second jump, and botched both throws and a lift for 72.08. In the juniors, Skating Club of New York went 1-2 with the men in both segments, with the winner in both being James Sledge-Tillett, who's newly up from novice and was quite delighted to have skated his new mission long clean. The ladies had multiple qualifying group competitions and then a final free skate, with Barbie Long stealing the show with her Pink Panther short before withdrawing to preserve her recovering leg. With her gone, all four groups were won by skaters also newly up from novice, and the final free skate was very narrowly won by one Madison Vinci, who was likewise. And the pair short was won by Alexandra Shaughnessy and James Morgan's Harlem Nocturne, but the free was won by Brianna De La Mora and Taylor Wilson, who, like Duarte and Grafton, had lost credit for their death spiral and lift in the short. No ice dance at Liberty, but over in Michigan, the ice dance news continues, including the announcement, probably, of this year's Carmen. There were multiple interviews published this week with Anna Cabellini and Luca Linate, in which they clarify their coaching situation. Their primary reigns Paola Medrazzi, and their home training base remains with her in Milan, and they view her as the main force that shapes them artistically. But back at Worlds, they talk with Marina Zueva and Igor Spielbond about them giving more technical instruction, so naturally Spielbond got them in the divorce, and they'll be visiting Novi regularly during the season. They also revealed that Marina Klimova has been with Spielbond and Novi, and that they benefited from working with her, though it seems she's not staying there. Their short is to music from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and while they acknowledge Carmen is a very often used piece, they say the characters suit them strongly, and they will be doing a very original interpretation of the opera and its characters, and the audience always loves it anyway, right? Cappellini also wants to perform a program in memory of her late mother Marissa. They now feel, for the first time, they can break through to the very top, that they could very well have won the bronze at Europeans, they instead missed by only 300th, they may do a couple of senior Bs for the Grand Prix, but they haven't made any decisions there yet. They will definitely continue through Sochi, of course, and then talk about the rest of their careers, but they think it unlikely that will be the end of it. Spielbond may actually have rotating co-coaches. He's about to be joined in Michigan by Barbara Fuser-Pulley, bringing with her a team we thought done for, Tanya Colby and Stefano Caruso, after splitting 5 months ago, are now reunited. The main reason for their split was because she didn't want to live in Milan, but when neither of them had found a new partner, they ended up talking with some high-placed German skating people and their coaches, and now they've worked out an arrangement they both like, which will have them keep Fuser-Pulley as their main coach, but split their time between Oberstdorf, with German Federation head coach Martin Gottnicki, and Berlin, where they will also work with Rene Lowes, and they'll have periods in Michigan with Spielbond too. They and Fuser-Pulley will be there now, as soon as the Federation approves it. Spielbond actually wanted their coach around for good, but she's not moving away from Italy. The two of them will only work together for periods of time, starting with the summer, when she and Colby and Caruso, though they've apparently already chosen free dance music, need to figure out their schedule anyway. Sadly, there's also news of a split of a new pair. Jessica Mancini and Brad Kleffman didn't even make it to Lake Placid. But going back to the younger Italians, Cappellini and Linate might not be the Carmen of the year, because there's a claim out there that Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer are also skating to Carmen, but the same source also claims Meryl Davis and Charlie Whiter skating to Malaguena, and Maya and Alex Giubutani to Amelie, and it wasn't a very trustworthy one in the first place, so... Likewise, there is a report that Aliona Savchenko and Robin Sulkovy are keeping an adjusted version of their Pinalong program another year, while getting a new short to Bond's Kismet, but then there's word that this report may be inaccurate. More reliable, thankfully, are the reports from the skaters themselves via Facebook. It turns out Florent Imodio's new acting experience that he spoke of coming in handy, he will now apply to a flamenco short and a Charlie Chaplin long, while Megan Duhamel has announced her and Eric Radford short as being to La Boheme. There is another claim on Facebook, albeit not from the skaterers people themselves, that Javier Fernandez is also doing a Chaplin long, and that his short is to Mask of Zorro. In the lower ranks, there are some ice dance music announcements, including two free dance-only ones from Evgeny Platov's group. He himself was interviewed and said he believes teams must vary the styles of their programs, so Brits Penny Coombs and Nicholas Buckland have a free dance to music from the album Basement Jacks vs. Metropole Ocrest, which is the most famous music of British electronic music duo Basement Jacks, played by a classical orchestra, and New Georgian team Angelina Telegina and Otrajap Bratizi are skating to the soundtrack of Tron Legacy. Up in Canada, Spaniard Sarah Hurtado and Adria Diaz will provide a Lake Chaplin program with their short to the title track and the track Jane's Waltz from his 1936 movie Modern Times, while their freeze to Stevie Ray Vaughan's Pride and Joy and Little Wing, and last year's Canadian novice champions Lauren Collins and Danny Samar are skating their short to the blues and swing music of Swing Kids and their free to music for Midnight in Paris, They Want to Make the Junior Grand Prix. And for slow revelations, Vera Bezarova and Yuri Larinov revealed this week only their choreographers, even though with their long credited to both Shueva and Spielbond, it had to be long choreographed. The choreographer for their short program is Tatiana Taras. But speaking of the Junior Grand Prix, other big news were extensive announcements of who's going to what event, if only because Friday was the deadline to submit entries to the first event at Courchevel. Japan's already filled up all their spots, including the ones they apparently got when Kazakhstan gave them up. To Courchevel, they send Ria Trujillo to try to build on his success on the circuit from last year, with international lady debutantes Yura Matsuda and Rika Hongo. Last year's high-ranked juniors, Keiji Tanaka, is also back on the circuit, as is Satoka Miyahara. They will both be at Lake Placid, with ladies' junior national runner-up Kakutomi Taki and national novice men's champion Taishi Honda. Hino is also assigned to Austria. They are joined by junior Grand Prix veterans Sai Kawahara, Riza Soji, and Haruna Suzuki. Miyahara and Honda have their second event in Istanbul, with Shu Nakamura and Miyaba Oba on the circuit for their second year. Tanaka's second event will be in Slovenia. They are joined by last year's breakout skaters Shoma Uno and Mia Sato, and Hinata Isobe will make her junior Grand Prix debut. Kawahara will be their only skater in Croatia, and Sato, Uno, and Nakamura will all skate in the final event in Dresden. For good measure, Japan announced their Asian Figure Skating Trophy entries too, Miyahara, Kawahara, Honda apparently, at the junior level. Canada announced only its entries for Courchevel, of whom Nam Nguyen is the highest profile, but Julianne Seguin will apparently skate there in the singles, and junior national silver medalists Madeleine Edwards and Xiao Kai Pang, and brother-sister team Victoria and Connor Hasegawa are the first ice dancers to get assignments. Brit may make no big announcements, but Jack Newbury, their junior bronze medalist while competing at Liberty this week, revealed he's going to Lake Placid. Russia has not officially named anyone either, but word is that junior breakout star Alina Radianova will be sent to Courchevel in Austria. Germany has only announced their test skates for the selections. For Courchevel and Lake Placid, July 28th and 29th. For Austria, Istanbul and Slovenia, August 18th and 19th. And Croatia and Dresden, September 8th and 9th. The Senior Grand Prix was not left out either, as unexpected retiree Samuel Contesti's spots on the Grand Prix were finally filled. China picked up Sergei Voronov from the top of the alternates list, but France went with Jinlin Guan, who technically wasn't even in the top five, but he and Misha G were tied for fifth, which seems to allow them to consider him. The shows are in full swing as well, with the Ice Tour opening this weekend in Nagoya, featuring Mao Asada starring as Mary Poppins in the white dress with some skating and even a double axel with a white umbrella, and duetting with Jeffrey Buttle. The two of them also came out to talk with Sister Mai, moderating during the intermission, and duets are actually quite common in the show, including a cowboy one by Takahiko Kazuka and Jeremy Abbott, and Narumi Takahashi and Adelina Sotnikova having a dance battle. There are a couple of skaters showing off their new shorts, Mirai Nagasu and Yuzuru Hanyu. His is a bottle of creation to Paris sea and walkways, and he's doing a quad exhibition, of course, and sequences putting triple axles after quad toes and sal cows. Next week, they hit the road. On the other side of the world, if any American skaters weren't in Pennsylvania, they were in El Segundo, California, skating in an evening on ice, Nicholas Roach's annual show to help an economically disadvantaged young athletes, which always gets a large cast. Except this year, Katie Denny and John Coughlin, who were supposed to be in it, dropped out. But even then, Lindsay Davis and Mark Ludwig showed up in their place. Highlights included Braden Overit, who also hosted, skating a cover of a sad song from Nine in a very unusual way, which looked like a normal heartbreak ballad until he started expressing the heartbreak to a teddy bear. Richard Dornbusch cracking everyone up, doing a stereotype nerd impression to Let's Get It On and Staying Alive and landing two triple axels. Sean Rabbit rivaling him in the audience reaction, skating to Cabaret. Giovanni Rochette and Kimmy Meisner more or less showing up the young girls with their skating skills. Tiffany Weiss and Don Baldwin following his brother and sister-in-law's example by skating to Come What May. And Adam Rippon traumatizing longtime fans by appearing sans curls and possibly with some new muscles, skating to European electronic music. And of course, with the Summer Olympics finally opening next Friday, this weekend was Dancing on Ice Goes Gold. Fortunately, most of the athletes skated very well, though obviously not as well as Jane Torval and Christopher Dean or Robin Cousins. Rowing star Steve Williams skated skating with an equally native British Adagio skater Katie Stainsby to Kings of Leon U Somebody with a score of 29 out of 30 from the judges was at top of their leaderboard, and the viewer vote followed suit. And likewise awarded second to gymnast Olga Corbett and Matt Gonzalez, who'd scored 28.5, and Mark Henrity followed up his Young Artist Showcase win by skating with sailor Pippa Wilson into third with their 28. Show veterans Lucas Rossi, Frankie Poultney, and Maria Filipov with partners Gail Ems, Colin Jackson, and Jamie Bulch respectively followed in that order, each pair another half a point behind the last. But five-time French pairs champion Yannick Bonnard got a rough introduction to the show, being with partner Tessa Sanderson in last, 3 points behind the nearest couple. Early in the week, Cousins also got his chance to carry the torch, as Monday he took it through his current residence in Brighton and Hove. As the flame approaches London, the locals are starting to get a little cynical, with the incompetence a few people are showing and the corporate greed that's definitely staining the luster a bit. But that didn't dim Cousins' excitement too much, as he tweeted afterwards, "What can I say? An amazing moment that adds to the memory bank of Olympic experiences. Not one I was ever expecting, but so honored to have." And finally, there may not be that much salacious gossip reporting in the tabloids about figure skating these days, but here's a good one. This week saw reports that the newly divorced 63-year-old Vera Wang has been putting up 27-year-old Evan Lysacek at her place in LA, and so-called inside sources have her with a crush. Though whether they're actually sleeping together is being disputed even by the sources, and another source claims the marriage broke apart without his involvement, so at least he's escaped that accusation so far. But between Wang being an old friend of his family anyway, and Lysacek trying to cultivate that family-friendly image, it seems more likely he's just there out of convenience, maybe while she designs his costumes for next season. As I record this Sunday evening, the representation has made no comment. In more wholesome news, Evgeny Plushenko and Yana Rudovskaya's new baby was officially confirmed this weekend as due around New Year's. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Next week, let's hope for the first Junior Grand Prix roster.